The Digital Dental Academy Podcast. Sponsored by 360 Visualize.
So what order should
we're recording. Okay, so. Let's go for it. So guys, we're at the Digital Dentistry Show in Manchester, and these three gentlemen have just launched the IDDA. So without further ado, I'll let them introduce themselves and tell you what it's all about. So from left to right from me.
Hi, my name's Adam Nulty. I'm the president of the IDDA. Humbly accepted after offering by other people. Thank you very much. Basically, the IDDA we've launched today, it's going to hopefully be a massive help to every person who's wanting to use the digital tools at hand, just to make them know that they've got a bit of support other than the companies that are trying to sell them and guide them from their perspective. They've got an unbiased perspective that's going to help them. So, you know, I'm helped massively with the rest of the members, which are...
Patrick. I'm Patrick Sackerson, and I'm the vice president. My main interest would probably be looking at an approachable way of doing orthodontics, as well as doing all your chairside and lab work in a digital manner. So that's my side of things.
Hi, I'm Chris Lefkoditis. I'm also vice president of the IDDA. We've had a fantastic morning, you know, starting off with the IDDA, presenting a couple of lectures on guided surgery and intraoral scanners, a very good reference for everyone to start off with and get an unbiased outlook on what's available out in the market, as well as the big show that's at the hotel today for people to come around and look at all the different equipment bits and speak to all the suppliers. I think it's been a great day, guys. What do you think?
Amazing.
It's been really good. The lectures so far have been good. Chris is always good. I love your lectures, buddy.
It was quite nice for everyone to get an overview of how you can really incorporate digital technologies in your practice.
What was your lecture on? What's the title?
My lecture was on intraoral scanners, so it just covered all the different technologies as well as just presented the different cameras and a brief look at some of the literature on the accuracy of these cameras and what you can, you can have the confidence to use it. Adam had a great lecture on guided surgery. It's just really nice to know that from 20 years ago that we've moved on from having a situation where we were guessing what we're going to do to be able to consent our patients accurately with all the digital technologies, and also to use all these wonderful aids that we have to make our work so predictable and make the procedure for the patient so much nicer.
I think the patient base is probably what's led us to when we were chatting. We were organizing this, the three of us, when we met probably 18 months ago now, and we've gradually grown but had this plan been formulated since the beginning, really. It's all followed the plan so far. Yeah.
It has developed.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I mean, the start of the IDDA was really as we were chatting more and more to people internationally, like, you know, Christian Breens, who does some amazing tooth modeling that we use all the time now, and people like Corey Glenn and Bliska Bayer and, you know, Rick Ferguson, all these sorts of people that we've just chatted to generally. And then as the months went by, we formed a little group. We got bigger with that, involved more people. And I think it became clear that realistically, the way that the show today and everything is a good example of how unbiased it is sort of becoming. But there's still bias there. There's still the companies that are pushing the boundaries. Not pushing the boundaries, sorry. They're pushing
the sales of things.
And they're selling things. Yeah. And they've got their own interests. That's fair enough. But I think up to now, everything's been very commercially led. The research is hard to get up to speed with how fast that can come out because of the time it takes to do it. And with us, I think it means that we can hopefully bring a new level of credibility to dentists, not only dentists, but technicians and dental auxiliaries, so that they've got another level of support and guidance, which they didn't have before.
I think it's important that we have workflows and we have an organized way of looking at things, and not just in general dentistry, but, you know, as you say, across the whole dental team, really, and also involving patients and getting better consent. And I love the fact that we could, in a way, have every way of treatment can be guided in some way.
Yeah.
You know, not just implants, but, you know, ortho and Crown and Bridge, and we can see what we're doing, and we can involve the patients in the procedures that we're trying to do, and we can present them in different alternatives, and it just makes them part of the team as well.
So that's why we had to have a free option, the free memberships. You know, it's got to be credible, it's got to be unbiased, it has to have that free...
And it's got to be open.
And open, which everybody's clamoring for. Look how STL's evolved now. Everybody is releasing software that you can export in the STL, and that's because people demanded it for so long, but there was no body there to help guide that. Now there is the guide, all of these people worldwide, you know, it might be us three talking to you today, but realistically, it's bigger than that. There's 30, 40 of us, you know, that are all going to be contributing, writing the guidelines and protocols so that, you know, as a dentist, if you don't know what you're doing, then you can see what there is out there, what the best way of using it would be, what makes it safe for the patient. And the patient's got to be the center of it all.
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that when you look at all the workflows, as a dentist, you really need to have the confidence to know that what you're going to do, you're going to be able to apply to the patient and get a predictable end result. And that's going to also elevate your practice to a new level, because when you're selling things with confidence and you're doing things with confidence, it obviously goes over to the patient. The patient picks that up and they feel a lot happier about everything that they receive from you. And I think the main thing is, you know, digital dentistry, yes, it's very big, but you can enter it at every single level. You don't have to go all the way with everything. You can start off just buying yourself a little intraoral scanner. If you don't want to do that, there's no reason why you can't even plan. If you're an implantologist, you can plan your implants. Blue Sky Bio, free software, very small fee to be able to do the next thing that you have to do. You can send your impression to the lab. They'll make you an STL, which you can upload and plan your cases. So really, you can enter it at any level that you're at. It's not something that's aimed specifically at a starter, beginner, or an advanced. It's aimed at everybody, the nurses, the technicians, and the dentists.
The Digital Dental Academy Podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.
So can I ask you a question? It's the International Digital Dental Academy. Where do you see digital dentistry within the UK compared to North America and Europe? Where do you think we are on the evolution?
I think we probably used to be behind Europe a little bit. I think we've probably caught that up now.
Probably catching up.
I think we're still catching up in a lot of ways to America, but America's still based a lot on the commercial side of things. I think the whole world is with the digital dentist.
Absolutely. I think, you know, I think with the world becoming digital and the way we communicate digitally, everything's going to become global. It's going to become one standard. It's a smaller world, absolutely. A smaller world. Who would think that you would be able to communicate with the other side of the world in a matter of two clicks and have a conversation with somebody even 10, 15 years ago?
It's a natural evolution of the Facebook group. The Facebook group, you know, I mean, it's going to hit 6,000 members this month, and it's grown in just over a year. I mean, but this time next year, we'll crack 10,000 easy.
And definitely,
all of those, the nice thing for me when I look on the admin side of things of that, is to see the
spread.
The spread of how many people are engaging with it. So the Facebook show you the amount of people who are talking, looking, liking, reading posts. And a lot of the action on the group isn't actually the people who are talking. Most of the insights that you see at any one week, then there is 2,000 to 3,000 members that are even just reading posts, liking posts, and, you know, looking through it. They're interacting with it, and so what we're doing is right, and what we're doing is wanted. It's just guiding in the right direction, so there's no, like we say, commercial and biased interest, really.
Absolutely. There was a great post this week about somebody inquiring about what intraoral scanner they could use. And it's just wonderful to see people with different levels of experience, different purchases that they've made with cameras, all the feedback. And that's really what we want. We want an unbiased feedback. Someone's already got the system and why is using it.
Somebody has their own opinion.
Exactly. You know, it's not about pushing a product or pushing something specifically onto your workflow. It's about what do you invest in and how can you get some information to maximize your investment.
And also the benefit, I think often from you guys talk more about the benefits and the features of manufacturers. I know from representing a manufacturer that they often talk about the features of a product, which aren't that important. What you're looking for is the outcome to that patient and the benefit to you, whether it's saving time or saving money.
Absolutely. It's about the confidence you have to apply something in your clinical workflow and know that you're going to get an outcome so that you can do the procedure without worrying about doing it.
Yeah, and I think that you could very easily use the tools, and you know, like I said in the lecture this morning, you can use the tools and let them use you if you don't put into practice your analog thinking, your brain that's, you know, you've learned all the things that you've learned that you want to use. And but at the same time, it's very easy for some lecturers to go up there and scaremonger by saying that you could have this go wrong, you could have this go wrong. But realistically, you can have those things go wrong, but there's always a reason for that. You know, that the computers at the end of the day, and the digital side of things has its limits that you have to be aware of.
Absolutely right. It's just important to remember that we are clinicians and we have to use these new tools to help us to do what we've always been taught to do.
Exactly.
And just make that work in a more efficient and more comfortable way, really. And there's so many exciting products out there.
Do you know what?
Very exciting times.
I wish we could tell you about some of the things that we knew were coming. Because there are some very cool things.
It's an awesome time to be a dentist.
Yeah.
And just remember, it's not just for dentists. It's a free membership open to all dental members, including nurses, including technicians, including receptionists. I think it's a great source.
I want to say that's really, I'm really that's chuffed unusual. That it's gone that way, because the group as a whole now, there's a good mix of posts from technicians. I've been about Phil Reddington, who's on us now. He put some amazing posts. So hi, Phil, if you're listening. But I'm not just going to name drop, but you know, technicians in general, they, you know, they're an absolutely critical part of the puzzle, and you can't have a digital or international or any kind of association without involving those crucial opinion leaders that understand the parts of the chain that get that patient to the end result that needs doing. And you know, I look at things that stuff, you know, that you know Mark and Phil do, and it's just so beautiful. And that I just think I've got to reshape what I do to make it look like that. But at the same time, you know, it isn't for everyone doing chairside, and you can't have a society without technicians, because there are going to be people who need to use technicians.
And one of the important things to realize is that most of the technicians, they're probably ahead of the game on the digital compared to a lot of dentists. You know, even if you're just sending them the information in an impression form, most of it will be digitized and done via digital technique. And obviously incorporating that into your practice just makes the whole workflow so much more seamless.
The Digital Dental Academy Podcast, sponsored by 360 Visualize.
I think 10 years ago, the lab side of things was really seen as, like, you know, there was dust everywhere and there were clay models.
Yeah.
I've got friends who are in labs now and they've got some really sexy toys. It's a really interesting part to be in, whereas, you know, 10 years ago, it was seen as quite a, you know,
that's very exciting.
Pooed in a lot of ways.
A wee bit, yeah, I think so. But the some of the new toys that labs are using, and they're often driving.
What's nice when you see some of those lab toys, though. I mean, like the, you know, the Programmil 3 and 5 that we were looking at with Leo. Those machines, they're so far beyond what we used to. You know, the MCXL, they've got features where auto change and stuff, and it must be nice if you're a fully digital lab these days. Have you seen like Mark's lab is so beautiful. Mark Ambridge.
Love to see that.
Yeah, Ambridge Ramets and Ripon.
Yes, really pretty lab.
Awesome.
That's the same. It's not just the UK that we're, you know, saying these things, but worldwide, people are doing these things. If it would put you off if you couldn't be involved with that, and that's not what we want. At the end of the day, I think, you know, I've said to people for a while, I think that the digital side of things is one of the benefits, and that what it's doing as a culture in dentists is, some people don't like it with the social media side, but realistically, it's bringing all of the links of the chain closer together. You know, I think it's a good thing for dentists and lab technicians, because I think they understand each other better now. You know, I was guilty years ago. You know, you'd have the bad model that would come back, or the bad crown that wouldn't fit, and I'd go off, bloody lab. You know what I mean? But realistically, it was probably my poor impression technique. You know, all those different stages where the error can creep in, you know, were probably me a few times.
Communication is key, though, isn't it?
Exactly. You know? Whereas now, these days, with everything digital, you appreciate what they have to do on a daily basis, looking at horrific margins and things like that. So,
and I think, you know, one of the other important things to remember here is that you might get into a workflow that you feel comfortable in, but you can't stay in that workflow because technology moves on. And we also need to move with it and incorporate that, you know, obviously to stay ahead, and not just to stay ahead, but to stay with where the profession is going.
I think it's really important. I think also from a manufacturer's point of view, it's all very well having these fancy gadgets and going out and delivering it and having 10 minutes with the dentist, but you guys are the best people to train one another.
Yeah.
So, and they can ask open questions, and there's no such thing as a stupid question.
No.
So you can ask each other questions that this is so stupid, a very simple answer. And between you, with all these thousands of people on the group, you get really quick answers. I've seen those pop up.
Yeah.
People ask staff questions on a WhatsApp
half
group.
One in the morning because I'm never sleeping.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Or a different time zone nowadays. Yeah.
There's lots of thanks and thumbs up for answers to questions that you wouldn't know who to turn to before. You couldn't turn to the manufacturer because they probably don't understand your workflow, but talking to their peers, it helps, I think.
And this is what we hope to provide on the IDDA, you know, have a...
And it'll only evolve as well.
Really,
we're at day zero of the public launch, and so the website now is in really a kind of fetal form that's going to give you a little bit of insight now as to where it's heading, but realistically, it's going to grow. And in the coming months, the stuff that we've got in line, you know, the journal stuff, you're going to love.
Absolutely. The Congress is going to be amazing, and there's always going to be the opportunity to attend one of our courses, not just ours, but any one of our members that will be providing courses and running courses for you. Sometimes it's really nice to be able to do things hands-on and to have the ability to ask the questions as well while you're actually working with the equipment.
Yeah.
So keep an eye on the IDDA for all the events that are coming up.
Yeah.
And for
that person who said in a pitch I was wearing boring socks on my last lecture, I'm actually wearing Star Wars socks today.
I like those, Adam. I think those are very futuristic and really...
I had to go with technology in some way. And they're the only...
It's too black and white.
...digital kind of geeky thing I had in my sock drawer.
I like that.
So tell us about membership of the website. So you've got two levels.
Yes.
We have the free membership, which is the basic membership open to everyone that's interested, really, and that will give you access to most things.
Yeah.
And also,
you know, we're in the process of, we've already got it sorted and finalized for the UK, but you know, for different providers like Dental Directory are going to be giving free members 5% discount on consumables, 10% discount for the premium members. You know, I mean, that's a massive help for consumers.
It is, and you know, if you consider the membership fee is only £195, it would quickly be absorbed in that 10% that you spend with them annually.
Annual fee, yeah.
Absolutely, annual fee. And obviously, being a premium member might be beneficial if you want to attend the annual congress, obviously dependent on our sponsors, whether we can cover the costs. You're obviously going to get a huge reduction in that.
Yeah.
The other thing is we're going to try and upload some videos over time of workflows, which will only be exclusive to the premium members. However, it should still be a fantastic opportunity for you to join because you'll find a lot of information related to digital dentistry.
The things for the patient safety side of things. So the guideline protocols, we keep saying, they're going to be on the free version anyway. So it is there to help no matter what. It's not just a gimmick saying the free to get people to join the premium. The premium
Absolutely
is there
not.
To add an extra level of thing that we can spend time with that, you know, that goes towards the Congress. I mean, realistically for us guys... so far, you know, the expense and everything has kind of been a labor of love, hasn't it? But
absolutely,
it's developing slowly though. But it's been so exciting, and
we've had. I'm going to give you an update in just over 3 hours.
Yeah, I would say 3 hours.
We've gone from zero likes to on the page nearly 150. So, you know, realistically, that's without doing anything other than just being there on the group, and I reckon we'll top 1,000 by the end of next week. I reckon.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah.
Look forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, guys. So we've done 20 minutes there. I think that's a good time, good introduction. We'll try and get this done weekly.
Yeah.
And we'll have some different.
Via Skype
when we get together. We'll try and get some videos put together.
We should do little things like. For example,
interviewing the people who guest speakers.
Yeah. You know, interviewing guest speakers.
Trying to get August. Are you going to come to August, Goss?
Yeah.
So we'll get.
We'll get the shop there.
Yeah,
we should do a video podcast for that.
August, if you're listening,
we're going to interview you.
Hey, and also people that listen to podcasts, if you can put some comments on the Facebook page or on the WhatsApp group, what you'd like to hear, we get some other people in that we can interview.
Questions you want to ask us.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You know, we can do specific topics like, for example, implantology, which
what
is quite a wide.
Wearing.
Yeah, absolutely. A wide subject. Or it can be orthodontics, purely related to orthodontics, or it could be a simple inlay design. We could spend quite a long podcast on just talking on the design of an inlay digitally and how you go through the workflows.
Yeah.
Materials.
That's a good idea.
But it would be great to get the feedback from everyone so we know what we can try and put together with whoever is at that level to provide it for you.
Yeah.
We could Chris, do Patrick, sorry,
I was going to say we can try and sneak one of the one and maybe later today. If we get any ideas on the forum, we'll try and post this in a minute. Because we've got the after party, launch party at 4.
The launch party at 4. We've got some amazing cocktails. And if you're in Manchester, please come and join us.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Patrick, Adam, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Peter.
Thank you.
The Digital Dental Academy Podcast. Sponsored by 360 Visualize.